extensive preparations for this session. Under your guidance, we've been off to a very good start this week, and we trust that it'll take us towards the adoption of a substantive final report on Friday. Norway has, together with Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Spain and Sweden, forwarded a working paper to the group, and we associated ourselves with the statement made on behalf of the group by Germany yesterday. And allow me now to make a couple of remarks in my national capacity. We recognize and highly value the substantive work carried out by the group over the years, which has clearly contributed to an increased understanding and broader awareness of the challenges posed by new technology in the area of laws. This is reflected in the many proposals submitted to the group this year and last, and we appreciate the considerable efforts made by a number of countries, organizations, and academia in preparing suggestions and contributing to the discussions this spring. We believe there is a growing convergence on a range of issues, including the view that a two-tier approach offers the most useful direction for our further work, and that meaningful human control, although we might not quite agree on how to precisely capture this concept, is critical to ensure that the emerging technology in the area of laws be compliant with international law and ethical concerns. Our joint working paper outlines some of the key elements in such an approach, but we recognize that further work is required on elaborating the content and characteristics of the two tiers, especially in ensuring that obligations under international law are upheld for the use of weapon systems that are not per se prohibited, but regulated. In particular, we need to flesh out when and how human oversight and ability to intervene is to be ensured over weapon systems that otherwise can select and engage targets without further human intervention. The parameters of the human-machine interaction need to be further elaborated. We believe that the discussions on laws should continue to take place within the framework of the CCW, and we wish to thank you, Chair, for the draft report, which, in our opinion, constitutes a good basis for a substantive, forward-looking, and realistic result of this year's work. We will revert to the report, including the proposed mandate for the group's work in 2023, under Agenda Item 7. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of Norway for his statement and kind words addressed to the Chair, and then now I give the floor to the last speaker.